This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rise and shine, people. We have games to bet on and lines to analyze, because here's the thing when it comes to college football. While all of these people are arguing amongst themselves about the college football playoff, I think us bettors are saying, okay, you can argue with the wall, but how are we betting on these games? Because at the end of the day, our opinions don't really matter when it comes to, you know, the playoff and, you know, the ramifications and what we think are the changes that they should be making. But the way that we can have, you know, a dog in the fight is that we do have skin in the game when we can bet on these games. And Kate Constable, Infer Jenks, I should say that first. We already have some lines for some of these games, and we do have some games that should be good. And from the jump, there are two that really stand out. Alabama and Oklahoma, a rematch of a game that we've already seen this year. This one at Oklahoma, and Alabama, 2-point favorites in this game. And you say, that should be a good game, right? Total's 40.5, so I don't know about that. Like, maybe it will be a close game, but not necessarily an entertaining one if you don't love defenses or rock fights. And then we have Miami and Texas A&M. Texas A&M land 3.5 at home, total of 51.5. But as for the other games where we have, like, the smaller schools who were the conference champions, Tulane and Ole Miss get matched up. Ole Miss 16.5-point favorites. And then you have James Madison on the road at Oregon. Oregon 21.5-point favorites. So I'm going to avoid the tangent of saying, and this is why we need the top 12 teams overall instead of giving these smaller schools a chance. But Kate, this is our chance to put our money where our mouth is. If I truly believe that, do I just lay the 16.5 with Ole Miss despite losing their head coach in Lane Kiffin? Man, that story feels like weeks ago. College football is such a wild media cycle that, like, that's not even, like, the big storyline anymore. It's like, all right, we're done with that. But do you look at these lines, especially the ones against the smaller schools, and you're like, okay, it's not going to be a close game? Or do you say, hey, it's survive in advance, similar to college basketball, where nobody's going to put their foot on the gas pedal? They're simply trying to win.
I think Ole Miss is going to absolutely blast Tulane. I would lay the 16.5. I think Tulane, the game is already over. Partially because the talent discrepancy. And Tulane's, I mean, they've only lost two games all season. Like, they've been a good team. But I also think the Lane Kiffin thing really plays into this game, because this Ole Miss team is going to be so motivated to go out and show Lane Kiffin that, like, we don't need you. we can still win without you, because the way that that whole saga ended was not good. And players were calling out Kiffin, saying he was lying in his press conferences about how everything went down. Where I think this Ole Miss team, like that game more so than Oregon and James Madison, like, sure, maybe Oregon comes out and covers the 20.5, but like, because of the storyline of what's happened with Ole Miss this season, I think Ole Miss comes out and makes an absolute statement on Tulane. And unfortunately for the Green Wave, their time in the college football playoff will be fairly limited. So 16.5, I would lay it with Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case to make. And I do think of those two teams, James Madison's probably the better one of like the smaller schools. So Tulane's certainly going to have their hands full. And we know if you're going to lay a big number, you want an offense that can rack up, you know, a lot of touchdowns. And Ole Miss certainly fits that bill. It's helpful that at least Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be there to call plays. Certainly not Lane Kiffin. But I do think, you know, as far as personnel goes, they will have the talent to score a lot of points on Tulane. So I'm leaning that way as well. As far as these games with close spreads, Oklahoma and Alabama, like, you see the last matchup and it was Oklahoma that won 23-21 in Tuscaloosa. That game was a rock fight. Alabama played really sloppy football, but still was in the game. I think that's the takeaway for me, is that they had all these turnovers, but still this was a game that came down, you know, to the final minute. So I'm not going to stand here and say that Alabama does not have a chance, but I do think it's going to be extremely low scoring, because that's a problem with Oklahoma. You can trust their defense, but their offense is kind of hit or miss, and mostly miss, and that's why the total is standing at 40.5. So I think that's going to be a no play from me. But I will say this, like, those two matchups, Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, Texas A&M, both of those should be good games.
Oh, I think those will be awesome games. I lean towards Alabama over Oklahoma, partially because you mentioned those turnovers. I mean, Alabama had 3 turnovers in that game. Oklahoma took care of the ball. Mm-hmm. They didn't give it away at all. Alabama outgained Oklahoma by almost 200 yards in that game. They were efficient on fourth down. Like, they did some good things. Time of possession, they had the ball for almost 10 more minutes than Oklahoma in that game. It's just the turnovers that cost them. And you turn the ball over 3 times, you shouldn't be winning football games. That's not how it works. So Alabama plus 1.5. I'm sorry, Alabama -1.5. The favorite in this one, especially also Tulsa, like, what an embarrassing performance against Georgia in the SEC championship game. That was bad. And I mean, not to say like they need to come out and show everyone like who they really, they need to come out and win the game to try and stay alive and compete for a national title. But I think Kalen DeBoer will have this team ready to go and kind of wanting to avenge that really, really bad performance. But on the flip side there, if Ty Simpson looks anything like he did in that Georgia game, if Oklahoma's defense is able to get to him, like, Ty Simpson looked like he was seeing ghosts in that game. He was so rattled, had no idea what to do. So, like, that is the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You talk about sabotage factors all the time. That's something that I've actually learned from you, is like, how does this bet lose? This bet loses if Ty Simpson comes out and is crapping his pants starting in the first quarter. Like, that's what we saw against Georgia. I don't think that's going to be the case, because we've seen him be pretty poised throughout the entire season. So I lean towards Alabama laying the 1.5. If you want to play it really safe, being this is a low-scoring game, or it's projected to be with the total, like, lay the juice, lay the 120, and just take Alabama on the money line maybe.
Yeah, I kind of like playing teams that are coming off a bad game, just because it feels like the market goes too far in the other direction. So I think a lot of people probably saw Alabama in the SEC championship game and say, that's not a team I want to trust. In fact, you know, a lot of people are saying Alabama looks like they shouldn't be in the college football playoff after that egg that they laid in the SEC championship game. But the complexion of this game was very defensive minded, you know, in the first half of this, where it wasn't like Georgia was getting things going really either. They had a big special teams play. You know, the defense stepped up, and Alabama's defense looked great in the first half, at least, until Georgia kind of, you know, got going. And that's kind of what we see from Georgia teams, is that they're better in the second half. So I think if both these defenses are good, because again, I think the upside for Alabama's offense is actually better than Oklahoma's. If you say both these defenses are great, like, I'm not expecting Alabama to score a ton of points, but I do think they have a very good chance to win this game. And also, like we saw in the SEC championship game, it's really hard for a team to beat the same team twice in a season if those teams are somewhat evenly matched. Because, you know, the first time around, Alabama beat Georgia. And then the second time, it was Georgia that, you know, took Alabama out to the woodshed. So I think that goes into it as well. But I will say this, home field advantage will probably matter in some of these games. These stadiums are going to be absolutely rocking. And I do love that for the college football playoff, that these games are going to be played at some of these teams' home field.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes this really fun, is that they are at the home fields. And Kyle Field is a tough place to play. So
Kyle Field is Texas A&M.
I am, Kai, you are exactly right. I was looking at it to
plan out. That was the other game, though. But yes, but like Kyle Field especially, you know, if we're going to switch to that game, just to kind of peg off what
you're saying. That's what I was trying to do, Chelsea. I was just segueing to the next game.
Yeah, switching to the other game. Right. And so let's get to that game. Miami, Texas A&M with a huge home field advantage. Like, you hear about that stadium and how it absolutely shakes. Texas A&M is going to be ready for this game. And plus, I think it helps them that they didn't have to play in the SEC championship game. And now you look at Miami and it's like, okay, you guys need to prove that you belong here. But that's been the storyline all season long for Miami, where it's like, okay, you have the golden road paved for you, where the ACC is absolutely terrible. At least make it to the conference championship and then we can really put you in. They didn't even make it to the ACC championship game. They still found a way to get in the college football playoff. But I think I'm leaning towards Texas A&M here. Do you believe in Miami?
I don't. I know they played well. That Jadon is, it wins in those games. But I think Texas A&M is on a different level than Miami. My only concern is, like, so far I've liked all the favorites. Is it that easy? I don't think it is that easy that all the favorites just win. Miami's defense as of late has been really good though. And I mean, again, granted, like, let's look at opponents, but like they're 11th in yards per game allowed. They're top 25 in yards per play. Like, maybe this is, if anything, more of a rock fight, and you go with the under. It's already dropped from 52 to 51.5. Not a massive move, but you know, money coming in a little bit on the under. That I think both of these defenses, Texas A&M's defense has been great all season. Like, this could be just a lower scoring game, and that might be the angle to take here.
Yeah, especially when it's a healthy total of 51.5. because like when we're talking about totals of 40.5, like the Alabama-Oklahoma game, like one special teams touchdown and you're basically cooked, it feels like. So I won't be playing an under in this that game, but you can certainly make a case for this one. It just, some of this also just comes down to execution. And I know that's not like the fun answer, but we've seen both these teams play down to the level of their competition as well, because we've seen it with Texas A&M, that game against South Carolina, where talent-wise, that game should not have been close, and it took an absolute miracle from Texas A&M to come back and win that game by 1 point. And then you look at Miami and some of their losses this year. They lost to SMU. They lost to Louisville, which, okay, Louisville maybe is a little bit better, but my point being is that both of these teams are kind of capable of laying an egg, but like the overall sample of work, like the Aggies look like the better team to me. So I think I trust their defense a little bit better. So I think I'm going to go with Texas A&M. It does scare me, like you said, taking all favorites here, but maybe I will only play a couple of them, because that's how I felt this weekend for conference championships and almost all the favorites covered. And one with the exception of the big one, Indiana. Congrats to the Hoosiers winning the Big Ten Championship over Ohio State. Coming up next, we got to get to the NFL. Our biggest takeaways from the Chiefs. Is the dynasty officially over? That's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.